Gracias, señor presidente. I take in the floor on behalf of the G15 to record our position on the proposed mandate. Therefore, this intervention will be in English since I'm speaking on behalf of an interregional group of countries. The high contracted parties subscribing to this statement congratulate you on your appointment as president of our meeting. And we take this opportunity to pledge our full cooperation and support in achieving constructive outcome. Our first words go to reiterate the core position of the G15. This group shares the firm conviction that it is due time to start negotiations on a legally binding instrument. We understand that this same appeal is the will of the majority in this room. Nonetheless, we also understand that your task as president is to present all the high contracting parties with a viable middle ground mandate, a sustainable commitment for all, even for those who want to prolong the decision to take urgent action. In such circumstances, we want to state on record our appreciation for your efforts and for the presented proposal. We particularly appreciate that your proposal tries to build upon the work achieved during the last GG cycle by building upon the recommendations and conclusions of the group of governmental experts. We are preserving continuity on the task at hand, and by taking into account the concrete proposals presented by high contracted parties, we are framing our foundations to continue the discussion, based upon the particular positions already presented to the GGE, which demonstrates that we are indeed moving forward. In fact, we have been moving forward since May of this year. The momentum is with us, and your proposal captures that reality. We welcome the opportunity to work on the elements of the draft protocol seats proposal alongside elements of other working papers in the pursuit of a more holistic discussion. We recognize that negotiating a single set of elements is a suitable approach to organize the discussion and guide our work. We understand this exercise as an effort in the right direction, as it lays the foundations of a structure that can be used to prohibit and regulate the development, acquisition, use, and transfers of autonomous weapon systems. In that light, we would like to see that this set of elements contemplates, among others, a section of characterizations with a special emphasis on the element of meaningful human control, a section dealing with prohibition and regulations. In this section, we consider paramount that the language on individual and state responsibility is present and complemented with reference to the applicable areas in the international human rights, international humanitarian law, and international criminal law, among other existing responsibilities of international law. This foundational set of elements also needs to contemplate the issues of weapons reviews, risk mitigation, and compliance, and also lay a foundation to promote consultations among the high contracting parties. We look forward to starting to build, alongside all the high contracting parties, this new set of elements. Thank you very much.